Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Read my lips. No, 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 no.
I do need me some love, and I just feel like, you know.
Yeah, especially having a father figure in your life is a really
big
part
thing
about
it,
girls.
They,
Of a girl's life, having a father figure is definitely important.
I have daddy issues, and I don't like men. I don't trust them. Listen. I have PTSD.
It sounds like you need your daddy. I'm sorry he failed you.
Okay, these are actual prosties. And I want to be very clear. I don't respect these women any less than the women on OF. Bars. I mean, at least these women have the courage to actually get out and beat the streets. I actually respect the streetwalkers more than these bitches masquerading as a decent human being on social media, you know, trying to get dudes to pay their rent. Like, no, I respect these women more.
Giggity giggity, giggity goo. Stick around.
But another thing I want to say is this is where they want to be. They had every opportunity in the world to not be on the street selling poom poom. They have guys offering to take them out of this life right now, but they turn it down because they enjoy the freedom. And this is just where they want to be.
God, you're sick.
Inconsiderate prick. You're a prick.
I know it sounds weird, but don't ever feel sorry for women like this, you know, when you see these little documentaries. I know what you're thinking. Maybe they're being forced to do it. I don't believe most are. Some are, but I don't believe most are.
Are you sure?
Many women would rather do this than settle down with a nice guy. I promise you. If she got any attractiveness on her, she would rather be a streetwalker than sit down and be a wholesome woman to, you know, a good, righteous man in her prime. I promise you that.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
If we had a fight, how would you make it up to me? Contestant number one.
Hey, how are you?
I missed you.
So I would gaslight you into you thinking you're the problem. And then I would abuse you emotionally to you get to a point where you only get satisfaction from me and if I tell you you look good or anything like that. And then I would start slightly treating you better so you think I'm changing. And then it would be this off and on until you're almost hooked for life. And I'm like, almost like a drug to you where even when you're not around me and we break up, like you're yearning for me like nicotine. Oh, and if that doesn't work, I'd get go to a movie.
My nigga.
You just live
it. Yeah, bro right there killed that. And he just told the Chad playbook. He laid it out perfectly and articulately. This is what the guys do who's swimming in poontang. And he just told her, like, flat out. He didn't try to hide it. He told her. These are the tactics that women love. They want to play this game with the tall, hot guys forever, until they just get too mentally ill and worn out, you know, and then they claim they want the nice guy, but they will sabotage that guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
This is the emotional roller coaster they love with tall, handsome men. And it's not even that he's a bad boy. He just figured the game out. I can't even say this dude is a bad person. He just figured out what work and he employing what work. I mean, can you really blame him? I mean, okay, I can't blame him. It's not morally correct. Maybe he'll grow out of it. But I'm just saying, he's not a terrible, terrible human being. Not just based off of him using what worked so far. Don't be mad at his tactics. Be mad at the women who respond to these tactics. That forced him to be this way. I'm half joking. But only half joking. I know what you're thinking. She's not going to pick him. This is a dating show. She's definitely not going to pick him for being so toxic, right? Is that what we're thinking, fellas?
Hell no!
I'll ask Phil. A movie, okay.
All right, who are you most attracted to?
The first one in the black jacket.
You said the first one in the black jacket, or did you say the guy behind him?
She picked him.
Can't make this up.
Yeah, of course she picked him. She's addicted to this type of guy already. She's done. That's what I'm saying. It's sad. A lot of these women are finished by 23. They already, you know, got on this path. Once women get on that bad boy path, there's no turning around. This is the only thing she will respect for the rest of her life. And it's sad at this young age. Barely got a brain, a damn shame. The girl can hardly spell her name. That's not a problem. Even when she realizes it would be the best thing for her to respect a good dude.
This man just sat here with the straightest face, told this woman how he will manipulate her and gaslight her into believing exactly what it is that he wants her to believe.
Mm-hmm.
He will boost her up just to tear her down to boost her up again.
But see, I don't have the energy to do it. And it's just not in my character to do it.
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart.
My advice would be to just be indifferent to her. You don't got to do all this. This is ridiculous. I mean, it worked like a charm, but it's ridiculous. I would say just be indifferent to women and don't be afraid to tell her no. Don't be afraid to say, no, I don't want to see you Wednesday. I'm going to play PlayStation. But I'll see you Saturday, though. You got to keep them on their toes like that.
You're goddamn right.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad? Or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Men are so much easier than y'all are making them out to be. Fuck them. Feed them. Give them their alone time, their man time. Just don't be fucking drama. Clean the damn house for them. Cook. Look sexy. They ain't gonna get bored. And they ain't gonna go fucking around. Because they got everything they want right in front of them. It ain't that hard to please them.
Oh, shit, lies.
Okay, all that sounds good. Bull Ring Chronicles. It's the Bull Ring Chronicles. Metal in your face. Yeah, you're a disgrace. It's the Bull Ring Chronicles. And I saw the sleeve tattoos. Look, you're just trying to kiss ass on TikTok so you can get more subscribers to your OF.
Bingo.
But your OF must not be doing that good because you look like you're in some type of 80s van, you know, where you got to put sheets up on the windows. Like something is not going good in your life. And you're attractive enough to be in a better vehicle. It don't take much for a woman to be in a nice vehicle. So you're doing something wrong. You're not ugly, and then you're talking all this good stuff. Something's off. But I already knew that based on the nose ring, the pigtails, and the sleeve tattoos.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
This says NBA star Jaylen Brown is 26 and dating 42-year-old Bernice Burgos. Man, these women be taking advantage of these young, stupid NBA players. Like, they're just so excited to have a chick who looks good talking to them and giving them attention. They'll fall for any old okie doke. Like, they lack all common sense not to see, like, this is an old washed up Instagram thot who been ran through by everybody in the industry. But I'm going to take her serious and be seen out in public with her. These guys don't know they were. These are examples of millionaires who don't know their worth. And it's sad. And they're going to get done so bad.
Bars.
These are dudes who never got laid before they got the clout. You could tell. And you could tell they don't have a father figure in their life.
That's a damn shame.
Just a little life hack. Next time you're in the elevator with your girlfriend and another girl walks in that's even semi-attractive, if that girl sneezes, don't say bless you. What you need to say bless you for, man? You ain't the Pope. Will you please let me in now?
Oh, so you do think she's attractive.
I get it. It's a skit. I like that skit. It was a funny skit. But don't ever go out like that, fellas. If your woman act like that and throw tantrums over the smallest little things, just leave her. And the more you allow stuff like that, the worse it get over time. Never forget that. If she locked you out, look, just go stay somewhere else. And then when she finally calls you, say, no, I'm cool. I'm done. You know, keep me locked out. Keep me locked out of your life forever. I don't want to get let back in. I'm tired of your shit. This says me getting mad at my boyfriend for something small, but then I remember he's a really good man who loves me, treats me like a princess, is totally obsessed with me, and doesn't talk to other girls. See, all those things are going to get him cheated on. And you starting to fight over something small is your secret resentment of him for being a good person. Women can't stand good men. Women see good men as boring and weak, and they're going to punish you for it. They're demonic, demented, and they're going to punish righteousness. Never forget it.
So it flips with women. Instead of creating things that take a long time, women value what takes them longer to destroy.
I'm gonna rip you apart. I want to apologize.
Give an ugly man a chance, and one thing he will always have is the audacity to be a dipshit.
I, like, believe in manifesting, and I am manifesting nothing but a perfect marriage. Because I want to demonstrate to my children what love looks like. I want them to see a healthy marriage, and that's why I'm very picky with who I go out with. I'm very picky with who I would decide to date.
Cap, 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 cap. Something ain't adding up. First off, no such thing as a perfect marriage. No such thing as a perfect relationship. No such thing as a perfect life. This is dingbat logic. We'll just call it DL. She's not being picky when it comes to character. And that would be the thing that would get her closest to a perfect marriage. No such thing as that, but it would get her close. She's not being picky about character first and foremost. She's still being pickiest about looks, height, status, and all that. And then she still wants you to have good character and never cheat and all that. But she'll check for that last on the list. She thinks she's like dropping the mic. She thinks she's, you know, expressing how noble she is and how much value she has. But that's clearly not the case. The fact that she's even on the Whatever podcast is a testament to that. But here's my big question. Are you a virgin, ma'am? It sounds cute, but are you a virgin? You have plenty of options. You got plenty of good dudes in your inbox right fucking now. So if you were wholesome and good as you say you are, you would have picked one of them good dudes in your inbox right now. So I don't want to fucking hear it. If you were that great, you'd be married to a nice young man right now.
Weren't you just in a situationship?
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.